The world of motorsports has lost the race car driver once known as the fastest woman on wheels. Record-breaking trailblazer Paula Murphy died last week. From driving a jet car across the Utah desert to racing nitro-powered cars on a drag strip, Murphy made a name for herself in a sport dominated by men.
Murphy first visited a track while living in California in the 1950s. Some work friends offered to take her to her first race. Here she is in a documentary released earlier this year called Paula Murphy Undaunted.
My friend said, "You should come out to the races with us." I said, "No, I don't think so. I'm not really interested." So finally, they taught me into going, and I watched and I said, "This has got to be the most boring thing I've ever seen. It's like watching the grass grow."
But once she learned there were women's races happening, she had a change of heart about races being boring. She borrowed another driver's car and got on the track, and from there, she was hooked.
Murphy honed her racing skills, landing first place finishes up and down the West Coast. An early turning point came for her when she and fellow driver Barbara Nyland took a cross-country ride. Their goal, to set new speed records.
Surrounded by a group of Los Angeles well-wishers, Mrs. Barbara Nyland and Miss Paula Murphy are ready with their Avanti to take off in an attempt to establish a new cross-country record to New York City.
The duo went on to set 4 transcontinental speed records.
Murphy was also the first woman to earn a license to drive nitro-powered cars. That's a class of cars designed for drag racing. She drove what's known as a funny car, ripping down short tracks in head-to-head races at over 200 miles per hour.
And now the race between the two American funny cars, Don the Jew Schumacher and Miss Paula Murphy.
In 1964, Murphy set the record for the fastest land speed ever achieved by a female driver. Strapped into a jet-powered car, she zoomed across the Utah desert in a car that wasn't even designed for a driver of her size.
They had to stuff pillows behind my back because I couldn't reach the pedals. So I'm up there flapping in the breeze, not hiding down behind the big windshield.
Her career had an early end following a 300-mile-an-hour crash in the early 70s, but record-breaking achievements earned Paula Murphy a spot in the Motorsports Hall of Fame.
Paula Murphy died last week. She was 95 years old.